We are down in the basement right now with RGP, the Randy Gardner Project. With
you got this guy that, you know, nobody knows who he is. This is Randy.
Lisa.
You got David.
David, Lisa, and Randy here. All right. So is it going to be the Lisa Project sooner or later? Or?
It may be.
Yeah, right. Randy's never going to give it up.
You're going to have to kick me out.
I guess my first question is, are we ever going to see a country album out of you?
What the hell?
I guess that answers that one.
maybe in 10 years, maybe. But, you know, that kind of hits on a really cool subject that, you know, that's where I started out at, believe it or not. I actually went out west.
Don't even get on me.
But my roots are not country.
I started in gospel.
You started in gospel?
I started in gospel.
You started in gospel?
Yeah, believe it or not.
I don't even think they have drums in
gospel. Yeah, I was going to say. What?
Bongos.
It was hard. That's probably why I was good at it. No drums in gospel.
I've noticed you have capitalized. Back when I started my record label, I started pulling from Shandor University. And now it seems Shandor University has finally made an impact on Winchester.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, Tommy and Lisa both are graduates of Shandor University. I think I speak for everyone that, you know, we're real happy that we found each other. And we did just find each other. I never really knew Lisa. I never really knew Tommy. I never really knew David. We just kind of a little bit of referral services here and there from friends. And as soon as Tommy did his thing, it's like, okay, he definitely knows what he's doing. And as soon as we heard Lisa open her mouth, it was, you know, that's it.
Why did you stay in Winchester?
Why did I stay in Winchester? Yeah. What do you mean?
Did you live here before going to Shandor University?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up here. I actually moved to Baltimore a year and a half, so I live in Baltimore now. But Winchester is my hometown. And the conservatory at Shenandoah is incredible. It's one of the best on the East Coast. So I got in there, and also like George Mason and JMU, and I was like, Shenandoah all the way.
Well, plus you got Golder up there telling everybody how to do things. Yeah. Tommy's not here, so we can't talk about Europe and the Charlottesville Symphony.
He's the shit, though. Yeah, he is a teacher. His students love him. I'm going to say that.
What the hell does that mean?
Well,
he cracks that whip every now and then.
Yeah, he does.
He can be strict.
Yeah, he's very strict.
That's good, though.
He works on us, you know, and even for myself, I think I'm doing this part right, and Tommy can really hear and pick out something that, oh, okay. I get it, you know, so.
He's more than the percussion department. He is the wit cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he works on us.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes it just takes a look.
Yeah.
So now I've noticed the whole merch setup you got up there. That's quite a bit of product you got going.
We just started that, Catbox Theater Productions, and a new LLC I might mention. It's called iRock Events. Is helping RGP with some, you know, finances and a little backing to get us some little toys to play with and whatnot. So we're looking to really change our face in the near future. We worked up our cover songs to get out to play, and now it's time for the Shenandoah grads to
start writing
like they know they can.
Yeah. Now, I know Brian Holt's doing all your work up there, helping you out.
I owe him $75,000 right now.
That's what Conrad owes me.
So, no, Brian Holt, and a little plug for Brian, B. Holt Designs, web pages. He's a master. He's a genius at it.
Our web page looks awesome.
He helps a lot of people out.
Yes, he does.
I spent quite a bit of time on your webpage today. Oh, yeah. What's not working on the webpage? The merch is not working on your website.
Well, that's because somebody's slipping. And I am not the...
Is that somebody, Randy Gardner?
Well, I'm not the web person. I need help with that. Yeah. I need help with it, so...
I think I know who to put on it.
Yeah.
Not me.
You have Catbox Theater going on, Catbox Productions.
Catbox Theater Productions, it's an organization. It's just for promotion, for promoting local music. It has been the backing force behind what we started, our Moose Rock events for the Evans Home for Children. That's changing this year, and we're excited about it. We have I'm not going to give it to you, but, you know, the news is coming soon.
That was another question. Is there going to be a 2013 Moose Rock?
There will be a 2013 event. It will unfortunately not be called Moose Rock anymore. iRock Events plays a big part in what it will be called.
That's a new LLC setup. Now, I was thinking, when you finally lay ground on the final cat box place, instead of putting lions on pillars, you need to put cats sitting in boxes.
Well, we kind of have that covered at my house. We really do. That's how the whole thing started, back with, mentioned T-51, but back with those guys, we rehearsed in a garage studio that was the kiddies' place, too. That's how it all got started for us.
Now, I did go down to Chantilly to see the first T-51 show, and then I never saw another T-51 show.
Yeah, heck of a band. Jimmy is getting ready to go on tour in Europe with Lisa Lim, I think that's her name. Really awesome blues player. Rob, of course, is back with Black Male. Drummers, I have no idea. They're floating somewhere. I haven't seen them for quite some time. Well, not Dave, but...
Now, speaking of Europe, you were dancing all over Europe?
Just in Spain. I did some stuff in Spain, and we went through Amsterdam. We didn't dance there, but we had a good time there.
And what kind of belly dancing do they do in Spain?
Belly dancing? I actually went with Shenandoah, so I was there for a month, and we did some ballet and some modern contemporary kind of stuff. It was really cool. It was a really cool experience.
Awesome. We're really trying to get her to break out some of those dancing outfits for stage, but
there you go.
No,
she said if Randy wears it first, she'll follow suit.
Yeah, there we go. I got some stuff for you to wear.
I'll put on something if you...
All right. That's a deal, man.
Not school boy, but school girl outfit.
I get to choose what you wear.
Oh, Lord.
And then we'll make that happen.
So how's our percussion dealing with the band back over here?
They keep me in line. They're always on me.
It's your job to keep them in line.
Yeah. I think I need guidance. That they may not be able to give me.
Got your own website now, which is freaking awesome. Facebook, Reverb Nation. There were so many icons on the bottom, I don't even know them all. I start clicking on them and they just do funny things.
It gets difficult to keep up with all of that. And
keep up with the Joneses.
I reach out, to Arlene, Brian, Lisa, David, I reach out to each one of them to, hey, can you help me do this? Lisa is the Reverb Nation guru. Darlene and David help on the webpage. The Facebook thing, I kind of got it figured. I think I can handle the Facebook thing. But
it's getting easier. Yeah.
We let you take that one.
Yeah.
So which is the preferred social media for you?
I don't know. You guys, I think Facebook.
Yeah, everybody's on Facebook, so it goes without saying. Every band, every person has a Facebook. So
my mom, stop commenting on my Facebook posts.
My mama does too. It's okay.
So cool, your parents are on there. With you and the band, you're doing lots of really cool chick songs like Hailstorm and.
Yeah, that's been really, really, really fun.
Flyleaf.
Yeah.
I love Flyleaf. I got to do a show with them like 8 years ago. No one's even heard of them every time I say Flyleaf.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a little bit of their stuff. Actually, the song that we are doing was found by David's girlfriend, Darlene. Yeah. And she was like, I think you guys would be great at this. And. He played it for us one day, and we were like, all right, that's awesome. So that one has actually turned out to be really, really cool. The Hailstorm's really, really fun.
I actually talked Conrad into booking Lizzie Hale here.
Oh, yeah?
So we're still working on that right now.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Would be. I will be standing right beside the stage the whole time.
Not if I beat you to it.
So how's the summer look for RGP?
June we'll be opening, and that's our thing right now is to do some slot music, opening or seconds. We are humble that we are, even though some of us have played before, we are still a fresh band, and we bow down to our sister and brother bands out there that, hey, we'll do the opening set. We want to get ourselves, tight. We're with 15 Minutes coming up. We're with Silver Tongue coming up. 8 Lives Spent. We've got some other offers on the table. I think this summer, I kind of hope to get a break, actually, and I think everybody does, so that we can start writing. That's high on our list, is just to get started on that.
I think you're definitely humble. You're opening up for some kids that are, 21 years old tonight?
Those guys
they're
are
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good.
Southern Governor, what a great bunch of young men. they put the time in.
I said, if you ever wanted to know what Hanson looked like when they grew up.
A little more rocky, too.
Yeah, they learned music and got high. That's what happened.
Well, they got some good parents, that's for sure. I mean, you know, think about it. If us as musicians, if a mom and dad that would set it up, tear it down, pay for it, you know, that's pretty sweet.
That is sweet.
You have to tip your hat to them.
I love my parents, too. They put me through art school, so I can't say anything bad about them.
Me, too. They put me through dance school, so.
My dad put me through a while.
Now, were you in Nocturnal Accent, too, or was that?
Yes, that was me and Lisa.
What happened to you guys?
We just had, like, personnel changes, and it was really, really hard to find the right fit. I think when you're an original band and you lose someone or more than one person that was a part of like making the music, it's really hard to get that same kind of feeling back with other people. And that's what we kept trying to make people fit into what we had going, and we just called it what it was and let it be what it is. It's still, you know.
Yeah, I was talking the other day about the band Tripping Daisy. When their guitarist died of an OD, the band couldn't get it together, couldn't find somebody to work with them that they liked. And the lead singer, Tim DeLauder, went and got all spiritual and actually created a choir orchestra-like band called the Polyphonic Spree. So he moved on. But that was his point, too. It was right. Like, you know, they lost an original member and they just couldn't get a click with anybody else.
Right. Yeah, we definitely tried. We tried for quite a while.
Yes.
We should probably just all move on. But that's how we ended up
with Randy.
Yep. With Randy.
So then this was a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's very different than what we were doing with Nocturnal Ascent, but sometimes that's good. I think that was a welcome.
It made me step up as a musician being in this band. I'd have to say that. I mean, that's one thing. They're always challenging me, pushing me. So, you know, as a drummer, they're making me play things that I typically wouldn't think I was able to play. So, you know. I think it's...
And you kill it.
I try.
What's really unique with RGP is that we have structure and organization. We round table. It's one thing that I think we all agree it's very important. I mean, if we just show up for rehearsal and you just walk in and you just do your thing and you play, it's one thing. If we sit down and we face-to-face and we talk at a table, okay, guys, where do we want to be in 3 months? What do we want to do? And you really lay it out there, and that's kind of what we've done. We're kind of on track. We're a little behind, you know, but...
Life gets in the way.
Yeah, life,
it's
jobs,
hard to
families.
Make everybody's schedule fit together.
Yeah, Tommy's probably... No offense to Tommy, but... He does have marching band competitions all the time. He plays in the Charlottesville Symphony. So we kind of pluck those days. When we see it's free on the calendar, that's what we look for, to line up gig or rehearsals.
Speaking of Tommy, how was it playing Metallica with the kids?
That was a trip. I haven't signed as many autographs in 20-some-odd years or something, but it was very fun. The kids are unbelievably talented, absolutely humbled. I saw the video. I might have been volume-wise just a touch loud, but, you know, couldn't tell up there on that stage, you know, but everybody really thought it was really... It was unique. Very different to play guitar with nothing but percussion instruments, and they did it well.
I got to come down and see it, and it was really, really cool. And it was cool to see how excited those kids were about Randy, but also one of the things that was really neat for me to see was the way that Tommy was able to arrange a Metallica song for this. It was insane. Like, you know, I knew he was doing it, and I was like, oh, that's cool, you know, and I came down and saw it, and I was just like, wow, that is awesome. It was really cool. And those kids are so good. And my favorite was the old people that were plugging their ears. They really were. It was hilarious. You know, but they were doing it at first, but then they would be like, okay, at the end, they were like, this one lady was going like this. It was so cute. She was in it.
Major standing ovation at the end.
Yeah.
That was way cool.
I had a gig a couple of weeks ago in Stanton, and we were at the art show watching. They had a gazebo with... It was like 36 high school kids playing. And this one kid stood up and did Icky Thump on the guitar. And everybody else just sat there with their horns going, I want to go home. I need to be playing right now. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
This guy was just doing it all way on the way. It was so crazy. So anyway, do you want to say anything to all those people you can't touch through the social medias right now?
RGP is for real. We're not just going to be another cover band. We're serious about it. The musicians are serious about it. We wouldn't do it if we didn't love doing it, because it takes a lot behind the scenes, Yeah.
We were discussing that today earlier.
You know, thank our wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and families for, you know, hanging in there, because our hobby takes up a lot of your life.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm. Major.
So when's the first original song coming out?
I don't know.
Better be within 30 days.
Oh, geez. No. Okay. better get on it.
If we want to stay on track, you know, I would say in the next couple months we should roll one out, definitely.
Because June's pretty booked up with shows at the moment, and then we're looking pretty.
I think July
open
and August
for,
we'll get this. We'll get the shot. The opening.
Maybe we'll
there's already some stuff lined up for us. Tommy's wrote quite a few. I know you've got some. Mm-hmm. I've got some. I don't know where David, you know.
I'm just a drummer.
Yeah. And,
I just bang my drums all day.
I just I hit things.
Is this something you're going to do in-house then?
Or are
you
we going will out? Do in-house for our own benefit. And I think, I mean, my experience in the past, there are a couple other studios out there now that I would be definitely interested in talking to.
My studio opens up this week.
Yeah, there you go. But I have worked with Q quite a few times. I've been satisfied by them. It's not inexpensive, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go out of house to cut the real tracks. But we'll do in-house as soon as someone learns how to run the machine. I hate manuals that are 2 inches thick. Yeah.
I got 3 different digital boards at the house, and this thing went down on me, and I was like, you mean I gotta like cut and paste and do all this stuff? That's like old timey.
I'd like to say real quick thank you to all the local bands out there. For the most part, it's a tight family of guys that can make phone calls and, hey, we broke this, or can we use this? Yeah. Sharing the gigs is a kind of a new thing lately. Quite a few of the bands are like really into that now, and we are too. Just like say thank you to all these guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Winchester's come a long way. I tried to do this 15 years ago, make it a new Seattle, and everybody was like, no, we're on our own. We don't want nothing to do with you all.
Right.
Now everybody's coming to everybody's shows. Yeah. Everybody's jumping on a stage. Like Silvertongue, they're like, we'll open up for 15 minutes. We don't care.
Yeah,
It's just incredible,
you gotta,
though.
It's the right time.
Just absolute pour respect out to people that will do that. They don't have to, but they do, and boy, they get my respect, 100%.
I mean, we all do this because we love it, so, you know, why not support each other?
Exactly.
I mean, because it'd be
boring
in town if
we
had one band in town, you know?
Right.
So we got to support each other, you know?
I took a week off and went to the islands, and I hired my competition to cover me.
Yeah,
how good is that? All right, anything else you want to say before you go up and pack this house soon?
I think RGP has a good future in front of it.
Come out and see us.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
David, Lisa, and the man, Randy Gardner, hanging out with us in the basement. Thanks a lot. They got to go upstairs and pack the house, that is. We'll see you.